I just missed it. It was live. I don't know if they were at Fordham University in New York City, whatever it was, but the White House press secretary, who internally they're trying to get to resign, or I guess they'd say retire, but they can't do it because she was the first black gay White House press secretary. So they, because of their wokeness, they think even if she's not doing a good job, it would look bad for them to push her out. So they're waiting, and I don't think she's going to go out on her own. Why? It's a great job. And so they're defending right now President Biden's inaction as protesters, here it says, take over another college building. I never thought I'd see anything like this. Nolan Findlay is the editorial page editor of the Detroit News, and he has a realistic view on so many issues. I don't know, Nolan, nice to have you back with us, but did you ever think you'd see something quite like this across the country?
I mean, it is stunning, not the fact that they're protesting. You know, I've been through that before in my life, as you have.
Yeah, Vietnam and others, yeah.
That these protests are so blatantly hate-based and racist. I mean, these campus Klansmen who are setting up encampments and taking over buildings and saying, well, you need a wristband to get in, you know, a la San Francisco. You need a wristband to get in, but if you're Jewish, you can't get a wristband. Or, you know, where I forget, is it Northwestern, where they said, you know, we want to negotiate. We want to be part of negotiating the food vendors because there's too many Jewish food vendors. I mean, I never thought we'd see on American campuses the bastion of liberal ideology in this country and political correctness, this such blatant anti-Semitism, this outright racism that's going on and tolerated by these institutions and condoned by the left. I mean, it's just mind-boggling to me.
You know what else? I'm watching my monitors, and man, oh man, there are people holding up UAW banners. What? Like the UAW is in solidarity with the students?
Well, you know, the UAW is now represents a lot of campus employees, some professors even. That was a big push when they were losing automotive members. And, you know, we know where Sean Fain stands. He stands, you know, about 5 yards left of Bernie Sanders. So, but still, I mean, the nature of this and the undeniable anti-Semitism, to have an organization like the UAW allow its name to be associated with it is absolutely shameful.
Well, what's been happening, you and I are of like mind. It's shameful, and it's unfortunately shows how these kids, as Rush used to say, with a head full of mush, are so easily led down a path of total misunderstanding of what's going on. I'm not suggesting that everything Israel does is right, by no means, but you cannot. That doesn't make the jump to saying what Hamas has done is right. Look, if you live there in Gaza, Hamas to you are the people who get dentists for you, are the people who deliver food for you. But you do have to look at the big picture, and you do have to look at the fact that Hamas knew very well what hell would rain down on just normal Palestinian people if Hamas did what they did. And they didn't care, because that would just get in the way of what they want to accomplish, which is make Israel look bad.
I don't buy that, Paul. I don't know that the relationship with between the Palestinian people and Hamas is that innocent. I think Hamas is doing their bidding in sort of trying to wipe out Israel. I mean, this is not Hamas acting alone any more than the Nazis acted alone. They only were able to do what they did because they had the implicit support of the German people. And I think that you can say the same thing about the Palestinians and what's going on with Hamas. But to make, you know, you can criticize policy, as you said, all you want. But when you start attacking Jews in this country for something Israel is doing, that is pure, unadulterated anti-Semitism, and it should be condemned from every platform in this country. It should not be tolerated any more than if we had the Ku Klux Klan out here on campuses, setting up in campus on campuses and attacking and intimidating black students. It's no different.
It's astonishing that the president has still gotten away with not doing anything, this inaction on this whole story. It's astonishing. And then you point out in Nolan Out Loud, the danger of President Biden's unsupported happy talk on the economy is that it may mask a growing danger, stagflation. We now have higher inflation and slower growth, and a president who fears doing something about it would mean admitting Bidenomics is a failure. Boy, that's a true statement on your part.
Well, thanks, Paul. Doing nothing is what Joe Biden does best.
I don't know how people can't see that, and seeing that, how they could accept that from their president of the United States of America.
Well, they don't, Paul. I mean, you look at his approval ratings. They are abysmal. But people feel like they got no place else to go.
Yeah. Nolan Finley, editorial page editor, Detroit News. Always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Paul. Get that column in, buddy.
I'm at the deadline. I hate that. I know I'm at the deadline.
I know.
Every time I start to write it, it veers into something else. I don't know if that happens to you when you write. I sit down with an idea, and I start it, and then I find myself somewhere else, and I go, whatever happened to that idea I had? But anyway.
There you go.
Well, you're a professional. You're a professional. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul.
Nolan Finley, the best, as we continue on WJR.